I, like many others, sat there back in 1985 and listened to Saint Bob, wishing that we would all send us your f***ing money. And we did. And I watched Live Aid. I was there that day, and I think I even bought the single, thinking I'm doing my bit to help Africa and to help poor children in Africa. However, all these years on, it seems that things are a little different for Saint Bob. He's a poverty pimp. Sir Bob Geldof wants $100,000 for an anti-poverty speech. For centuries, the colonial elite have been telling us that it's the white man's burden to save the poor Africans. Geldof, Bono, and the rest of the jet-set humanitarians have padded their profiles and record sales, hobnobbed with the IMF bankers, Davos elitists, royalty, and other international criminals, and in the process, getting rich off their perceived role as globe-trotting saviours of the third world underclasses. And while we're talking about leaders, don't forget, Nelson Mandela didn't go to jail for nothing. He was actually a murderer and a perceived terrorist back then. And let's not forget his wife, whose favourite little trick was the Soweto necklace, where you fill a tyre full of petrol and then pop it around the neck of the poor sod who's upset you, and then you set them on fire. Yeah, that was Winnie's favourite trick, and Nelson enjoyed a little bit of that as well. Meanwhile, nothing significantly really gets done, and the poverty pimps just get richer. And now this. From Telegraph Australia, anti-poverty, so-called, campaigner Sir Bob Geldof has charged Australian organisers $100,000 to give a speech about world suffering. Geldof spoke about the tragedy of third world poverty and the failure of governments to combat the crisis at a Crown Casino function in Melbourne, but he charged $100,000 for his troubles, a speaker's fee that included the cost of luxury hotel rooms and first-class airfares. Fellow activist World Vision CEO, the Reverend Tim Costello, spoke for free. An event insider said the Geldof payments, which included the cost of a minder, appeared hypocritical. Quote, "It was an inspiring speech, but when you think he got paid $100,000 to talk about poverty, it seems like a bit of a contradiction," the insider said. "That's $100,000 that could have made a difference to poverty right there. Everyone who was in the audience would have walked away in awe. If only they knew the full story." And that's just it, you see. Not everybody gets to know the full story. So, keep popping back here, keep listening, and we will do our best, for free, to give you the truth.